Hello, I am Yogini Sunita, and this is Meditation, Yoga and Stuff podcast. I believe my dharma or my life's purpose is to share my understanding of meditation, yoga and Ayurveda, holistic healing science of India. I make these amazing wisdoms accessible and adaptable for present time. So let's start. Welcome everyone. Today our topic is meditation. And the question is, why meditate? Isn't it an interesting question? Like, we know that meditation is good. Humanity has used meditation for many years to go inwards, to still the mind. But why should we meditate? And what is the purpose of meditation? So really, from layman's point of view, our mind is constantly working. Our mind is very powerful. And I think that our mind is the most powerful tool we have. What happens, though, that we never train our mind to do anything, really. It's going on in the background, and we just assume that that's how it should be, right? So the mind is constantly going in its way. It's almost like unruly child, or we can say wild horse, which is running around any way it wants. And what happens over the period of time, that since the mind doesn't have discipline and it's constantly rambling, we start thinking that this is our true nature. We have so many thoughts every day. I think 80 to 90,000 thoughts. So lots of thoughts. And depending on personality, depending on person, what's happening in the life, the thoughts may be more or less. But we have lots of thoughts. The fact of matter is we have lots of thoughts. And out of these thoughts, almost 80% thoughts are repeated thoughts. So what it does it, because we have repeated thoughts, we create neurological pathways. It becomes almost like deep grooves in our brain, right? It becomes our thought pattern. The more we are going to repeat anything, it's going to create deeper neurological groove. So this is happening in our mind. So we constantly say, let's take example, if you have thought process of a negative thought cycle, then if we are repeating it again, that thought process is going to become, neurological pathway is going to be deeper. And the reason neurological pathways are going to be deeper, because we unconsciously repeat 80% of our thoughts. Whatever thought you had yesterday, 80% of that we are repeating today. And this is very natural human condition, unless we train ourselves to come out of that. And this forms a neurological groove in our brain.
We start thinking that that negative pattern is our true pattern, which is not really true, because these are just the thoughts. These are just the thoughts repeating. A lot of time we start noticing that these thoughts are there in our mind, but they also can come from the collective thought. According to yoga philosophy, everything is made out of energy, and our thoughts is also energy, right? The vibration. So what happens when these thoughts, where are they coming from? So a lot of times the thoughts are coming from the environment we're growing up. In yoga philosophy, it's called sanskaras. So we mirror our parents, we mirror adults in our life, we mirror the society, and we start thinking that these collective thoughts are our thoughts. For example, if the parent or your adult in your life is suffering from anxiety, as a child, we start thinking that that's the way to react. And we start taking that as our own reaction to things as well. Because we are mirroring our parents. We're learning from them. Not just parents, but also any other. It could be your peers, your friends. So we start almost taking that, embodying these things. And we start thinking that these are our thought patterns. This is our nature. And there comes a point we start noticing that, oh my God, these are not really my thought patterns. These are not real. This is not who I am. Another way of bringing in the thoughts in our system is collective thought, like the country we grow in, or the groups we grow up in, All these is, if these groups have thought processes, then those become our thoughts. Also gender, things like that, kind of like create a repeated thought pattern, and we start thinking that this is who we are. The truth of the matter is, these are just the thought processes vibrating. This is not who we are. But over the period of time, these vibrations, almost, which is not true, become constantly repeating in our psyche, in our thought processes. And when that happens, it can create discomfort, it can create uncertainty, it can create confusion in our system. And that's why, and the unruly child or the mind can latch on to all these thoughts, and we start thinking, this is who I am. And also somewhere we know that this is not who I am, right? So this confusion is going on in our system. So what meditation does, it works like intervention. So just few moments every day, if you can, or as regularly as you can, just sit in stillness. Now, it's very easy to say just sit in stillness. It's very hard thing to do. And I know that personally, because I've been there and I have come up with all the excuses in this world not to meditate. And then still I realized that, but even over the period of time, I realized that just few moments of stillness gives me so much. I decided to give it a go. Now, initially, there were a lot of excuses. I can tell you all the excuses under the sun, really. Like, for example, I don't have time. I need to do this project first. I need to look after my kids. I need to do things, you know, her job, all those things. And then still I realized that even just off and on practice also gives me so much. And then I realized that if I do regular practice, it is going to be very beneficial. So I had this big goal of meditating for 1 hour, which was really a huge, huge, huge goal. So I kind of like almost set myself for failure there. Obviously, it didn't happen. I couldn't sit for a long period of time. I realized that there has to be a way to do this. So I started in small steps. I started just 2 minutes, 2 minutes every day in the regular practice. And it was doable. It was a very small goal in a way. But the bigger part of that was the regular practice. Then I started noticing that, and I had this early morning meditation time, because in yoga philosophy, early morning is the best time. And I agree, but living in this modern world and doing a full-time job, kids, family, early morning, I used to feel very sleepy. So I had to find a time which works. And I realized that just before lunch was a really good time for me. So I started incorporating that. I had to do a few experiments, like sometimes I had to see is early morning works or evening works or what works, you know, so whichever works for you really. And then finding a calm place. I suggest initially sit inside. Nature is beautiful, but it can be distracting. So just be mindful of that till you have like a regular practice. Sit in stillness, and you can create a beautiful atmosphere also in your meditation room. You can have like a nice cushions to sit upon, and you know, it's up to you what you want to do it there. But have a like a beautiful surroundings, then that gives you that feeling of stillness, you know, so creating that surrounding. And then you can also move towards a regular practice is like a creating habit. So we are now creating a positive neurological habit. Since we repeat 80% of our thoughts, just one positive thought entered into your psyche every day through meditation, just stillness, that gap, that is going to create every day. It is going to multiply, and over the period of time, you'll find that the thought process start changing from negative towards positive. It's tremendously beneficial. Each and every person's experience of meditation is unique. So we cannot say that there is a good meditation or bad meditation. Meditation is meditation. Sometimes initially we don't find stillness, the thoughts keep rambling. And this is where I suggest that guided meditations are good initially, and maybe a year or so continue with guided meditation. And then you will start, when you have a habit of regular practice, then maybe you can move towards guiding yourself into the meditation. If you have a guide for your meditation, if you have a group, that's even better. But if not, that's fine too. Sages, the ancient beings, always meditated alone. In modern world, we like to do things in group. So it's okay to do it once in a while group, but true magic of meditation happens with your own practice, regular practice. And with the meditation practices, you can start noticing which practices really work for you. I suggest that choose a practice and continue that for at least 21 days till you create that new neurological pathway. Sometimes when we do a meditation practice, there is instant positive response. So please continue with that practice for at least 21 days. Sometimes though, when we do meditation practice, and our system clearly says no. So I suggest if that's happening for you, please listen to that. There are many, many, many forms of meditation. So you don't have to suffer if these practices don't work for you. Also, find joy in the meditation. Do it because you really like it, right? So just be mindful of that. There is no forcing in yoga. I always say that there is no forcing. The concept of ahimsa or non-violence is very important. What does that mean is if the practice you are doing is giving you joy, then continue. If it is creating agitation, if it is bringing up your trauma, then I suggest that you move away from that practice and choose a safer practice for your system. So that's my suggestion. If you want to have a regular practice in your life, I also offer for mentoring sessions for developing your meditation practice. So you can go to my website and book a mentoring session via Zoom. And the way I design practice is I tune into your energy and I give you practice for your unique need. I also look into your lifestyle, also look into what will really work for you, and also tailor-made this practice for your unique need. And this really helps people. Even just a short practice can take you really deep into the meditation and help you to really develop a really positive habit for your own mental, physical, as well as emotional wellness. Because when we meditate on the correct practice for our system, we can really benefit from it on all planes of our existence, our physical, mental, emotional plane. And this really helps us to calm our system down, reduce our stress. There are so many benefits for meditation. So feel free to book that. I will put that link in the show notes so you can just click there. You can also go to my website. There are 4 free meditations there. You can see my meditation teaching style. And that will help you to understand that, okay, I can do this, you know, and the practices there, the 4 meditations are quite amazing, simple. They're mostly 10 to 12 minutes, so they're not very long. For meditation, we need to sit up nice, and you can take as much support as you want. You can sit in chair or sit on floor, whatever works for you, really. It is very individual. Yoga and meditation is very individual. And I help you to design the practice for your individual need. Head over to my website, have a look at what I offer. And I'm happy to help you any way I can. And I hope that you continue your journey of meditation in any way or form. And daily practice is very valuable.
If you also take a look at the previous episodes, I have done a lot of meditations and also
different mantra meditations also, meditations, awareness on the breath, and many forms of meditation. So have a look at that as well. You may also enjoy Yoga Nidra practice, which is the relaxation practice, which is not necessarily meditation, but it is really beautiful relaxation practice. So that may also help you to calm your system down. I highly recommend that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in. I really appreciate that you're taking this time out of your day. Don't forget to subscribe. Take care. Bye for now.